footnote number 66. So it says, and it has to be a service of Pesach. In Yerechim Chalal, service of Pesach, how wide the minimum size you have to make a service of Pesach. So he sends you the Kamon to Chesukah, and then Yerechim Chalal, Machlokes, and Sar, Shi Yerechim Adal Tvachim, Oloi. You can make a service of Pesach, which is more narrow than for Tvachim. In Yom Zuzah Kosa Bashach, Shadas Rashi, Mordechai, the Torah, Rashi, Herechim, but the Pesach, Dal Tvachim, you can't call a Pesach, something is not called a Pesach, but it's less than 4 Tvachim wide.
Hello, good morning, Rabbi Greengard. Good morning.
It's not a Pesach, so you can't call, give it the name of a Tzuris a Pesach. It was more narrow than that. Tosha Shabbos Hebi is Dibri Ashach, so Tosha Shabbos quotes the Shach, because Shekolshkein, Linyan Mechit Shabbos, Arshi Yerechot Dal Tvachim. And Kosta Bechazanish, Shadat Tzur, Arshi Yerechot Pesach, Rechot Dal Tvachim. Then he says, the Ram also like that, then he says that at least 3 Tvachim it has to be. Fine. But again, the last thing is just about the Yud Tvachim, next paragraph. So that's the issue we had. If any part of it dips below 10 Tvachim, you're going to have a problem. So you can have that when you have a very heavy snowfall or something like that. You know, there's ice on the string, that becomes a problem. Okay, let's see. And since Samach Gimel, which is, I think, look back a page or two, Sif Aleph. So this is Lachos of Mavui and Lechi, and then some of those things will then segue into the Lachos of Tzuras of Pesach. Makom she'yesh shalom sholosh mechitzes, also chaman l'taltu b'yat she'yasa shum tikun b'reviyas. 3 walled is miraisus you're allowed to carry there. Chazal did not allow you to carry there until you can close the 4th side also. Sif Aleph. Okay. Zatim Shavrusa cut in the Aleph. Makam Shesha Shalz Mechitzes. Hanukki Gern Mobi Shapasuach Ruch Vias. Chotra Shanifrits Echa Mitzolov. Ben Shapasuach Lakarmelis. Other Shasarab. So you mean the rise of the 3 walls is you're allowed to carry there. Now, either it's going to be considered Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa, 3 walls is enough to make it Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa, or it's not Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa, but it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabim. It's definitely enclosed, has 3 sides, so D'Oraisa, there's nothing wrong with carrying there. So that's the Machloikas, the first Bir Halacha, Asa Chachamim. Then you know the first two lines, Minyan or first few lines. Then you imikri which is a yachim in a tar lachay bazerk mitach which is a rabim. Okay, but it's not a rishis rabim. It's a lot of carry there, or alternatively, it's considered rishis a yachim. 3 walls makes it rishis a yachim. The rice the nafkamino would be if a person would transport from this mavoi, this 3 sided area into rishis a rabim. What's the halacha? Is that called is he chayiv rice or not? So Yesh plucked the bezeh ben Rishonim. That's the Rambam Perek Yudal. Lo mikri Rishas Yachim ben Tarela Barbu Mechitzes. So it's not Rishas Yachid without 4 walls. Oy Al Kaponim Mishalos Mechitzes Shlemes Olechi because Ravi is the Chashuk Mechitza. Kim Ratzas Ben Chananu Perusha Dafi Beis Ayn Shom. We all Lechi Mishal Mechitza, which the Loch of Mashmi Sinai Lechi is considered a Mechitza. That's why Paskim. So if you have 3 sides and lechi on the 4th side, that makes it into Rishas, that according to the Rambam, that makes it into Rishas Yachid Daraisa. Without that, it's not a Rishas Yachid. So that lechi is very powerful, according to the Rambam. Okay, and that's
what it comes out kind of funny, right? Because you're creating Isurim by putting that lechi there potentially, right? I mean, you're taking someone who, you know, he's Zorik from Rishus Rabim into that area. Well, the fact that you put a lechi, now he's over Midoraisa. So if you hadn't put that lechi, it's the Rabbana.
Right. Because. Because because of this, the Xera that people would conclude you can carry that, you can carry this Rabbim, they felt they had to enclose it. I imagine if this was before some of the people, that this was considered a real machitza, so people would take it very seriously. Now, when we say two walls, where those two walls have to be? Without them, enough coming into the zoo. In which they machitz is how you come in gam, which is that picture next to it. So the two sides abut with each other. Which they machitz is zoo how you zoo can get zoo, where they're parallel to each other. The gam is that bezem mikrishus yachem in a Torah kimish yeshu oid lechi. Once you put a lechi, it's rishus yachem the rice. Achein im rishus rabim halachas ben machitzes mucha b'shabbos davov omer beis the kliyam ol behani vezet malachi l'shavi rishus yachid kibin the rabim boikib ben machitzes, that the lechi won't work if you have the rishus rabim flowing between those two walls, except according to Behuda. If we pass in the osir rabim umavat the machitzta, that includes the lechi also. Okay. Then he brings a third sheet to the case where the Mavi is immediately adjacent to Rosh Hashanah. Then three walls is not enough. A case where it is freestanding, the three walls is enough. Okay. Mr. Bursa cut and base. It's not in the right next to Rishus Rabin. Your person would take three walls and a caramelist and close it in with three sides. That's Rishus Yachid. It's directly next to Rishus Rabin, so there's the flow of traffic with Rishus Rabin sometimes comes into the Mavui, because it's totally open on the fourth side. So then already, that'll only be the Rabbanan. Asacha Matal Taboy. And the Mavui Shir Dalad Amis, Shir Abba Amis, Beis, Cut and Beis. V'tam Shasru, V'tchim Shuruch, Revis, Pesuch, L'gamri, Demik Sasser, Shasarabim. V'nata Bezel, Yerol, Tal, Tal, Gamri, Shasarabim. Fine. To the Gzeres, you might person might carry Shasarabim. Shum Tikam Revis, Chayin, Lekam, Avur, B'lekam, Amis, Beis, Dimol, B'chol, Echad, Kedina. Okay. Beis. Chotzer, Shenifretz, B'meluoy, there's a Pirtz in the Chotzer. Appears up to 10 amas, up to and including 10 amas. You can be matter with a pass. The pass has to be 4 tvachim wide. Or be mirza the tzakim b'shnei tzidei appears to die b'shnei pasim shoshnei mashahuyin. You can two pasim on the two sides, each one a mashahu thick. Uhudin l'nishtayr mehem kesel revi. So the case was that the chutzner had four walls, and one of the walls, that side was 10 amas more. There's 10 amas wide, and part of the wall fell. But if what remains in the wall, into the 10 amas, if you have a pirtz on the whole fourth side, if there's remains four tefachim of wall on one side, or a mishtar mishet stodim tefach mikan tefach mikan, if there's a tefach on each side, then that works. Now you notice it said he changed it from mashu and mashahu to tefach and tefach. So we spoke about that then. Mishabur says there is lav dafka. There's a shita which is that it is dafka. The Bir Locher brings the sheet which says that since it happened by itself, it was mishtayer, that's worse than the person put it there for the purpose of being a lechi, and therefore you need a tefa. But the Mishavura Pasen Zikr did it that lav dafka.
Any requirement for the height of this?
Chol Zeh Begay Vastor Tov, it has to be at least 10 tefachim high. Philo and Pirza are both now. Philo and Pirza are both walking. What about the other? So that's the on the other end of the spectrum. If the Pirza is not for Tvachim, the Kaven. On the next page. If that's the whole side, that side came to the very narrow end, so it's going to need a tikkun. So if the whole side is missing, you need a tikkun because it only has three sides closed. And if it's not the whole side, but it's ten, more than 10 amas, you need to take them because it's a pirza. Okay. So take a look at Mr. Baruch over here. Let's say Vav. So the whole side is missing. So it's 10 amas. So if it's 10 amas, the chara 10 amas is not a pirza. So he says, Adash amas of Abbaqla. Vavta ba'al makaim alon dim nifras of kreshel eser amas nechshel ka pirza ki pesach. An opening of 10 amas is not a problem. But a chalakash akol a kreshel nechser lonucha lakshan zeh hamokim lepesach. It's not a doorway, it's the whole side. So then you have to have a pass, which is four tvachim, on one side. Hana Barosha Kersel, that end, obviously. So now what he means is it can't be in the middle. Let's say the wall fell somewhere in the middle. There was a piece left, a pass left. So that doesn't work because you have Bir the Hagisa, Bir the Hagisa, Mavatale. So you put a pass there. If the whole side is open, a person puts a pass in the middle, which is four tvachim. So you say, listen, there's a less than a pirza of 10 over here, less than a pirza of 10 over here. So these are psachim. He says, no, the whole side is missing, and that in the middle is both to avir the haigisa and avir the haigisa about to lay, and you're left with nothing. So you have to put the pass here. Now, so if the pass is four tefachim wide, so if you put it directly adjacent to the wall, so it's fine. Let's say there's a gap. As long as the gap is less than the pass, so since the pass has to be four tefachim wide, so even if the gap is three tefachim wide, it's not lavud. You're not going to say Avir Hagisa, Avir Hagisa Mavatale, because that Avir is a smaller Avir. The point I'm saying is, you see from this point over here, the fact to be in the middle isn't the problem, theoretically. The problem is just it's not the definition of the way it passes Matzah, because it's on the side. It's only because you have Avir Hagisa, Avir Hagisa, Avir Hagisa. Okay, now take a look in Yud. Even if the pirza, the example here was the pirza wasn't, if it was not for tvachim even, if it's bimluyai, it's a problem. She says, "Hi, b'mluyah is lav davka. The filly in the star of the kesher shnayim shoshim tvachim kol shu miyut legabi aparet sar tikkun. Alas lafuke hechad ha'omer b'mruba v'zeh kaman ruba kekuloi v'havi kesosim. So another way you can as long as you can get to the point where you have ha'omer b'mruba on that side, so you're right there, okay.
Why okay?
Even if they wouldn't, it can't work out to pass. Avishena Maxikar Batwachim, Kol Shehu Mashu, Yesterday Porus is Sagi. Even it's not going to matter because it's a pass, it's not four Twachim. As long as you have Ayrin Merubah, you're okay. Okay. Now Gimel. Mavi sheesh l'shalosh mechitzas. A mavi which has three mechitzas. Parts of it said. So we said. So the tikkun for a chotzer is one pass of four tefachim wide. Mavi sheesh l'shalosh mechitzas. Parts of it said revi. A terrible lechi. Pish. Targum akersha echad is lucha chadu. So the word lechi means a board. Shavim rach v'kol shehu. Shemidat v'pesach. Mavi v'yagavay asar tefachim. It's ten tefachim high. But its width is just, it's a mashahu. Kodobr shiyasen was kosher. Filo v'balichayim v'vachi yikshirenu sham v'chavolim l'kosei mavi b'yisaydus shiyotzim and k'solim v'minyan shen yochal l'irbets. If you want to use an animal as your lechi, it has to be that the animal can't sit down. Kishal yismayit gobe mezar tevachim afilu kosher sham odom nami habi lechi. If you're a type person, that would also work. Okay. Take a look at the Sephei. Lechi di nosha vezika lemotzikoi. A lechi which can't stand in the wind. A choshev lechi. It's not considered a lechi. Shabura Sivkat and Chav. Lechi di nosha. Who would then kishois and serves a pesach? It also, if the wind's going to blow it, it's a problem. So all of mechitza sheni chol hamav baruch mitzuyah sheni mechitza. So you'd have an actual wall there, but it can't stand the ruch mitzuyah. It's not going to work. So serves a pesach is not better than that. Okay, b'filo ena ruach ma'pila lo'oritz elamenidoi. Even if it doesn't knock it over totally, it just makes it move. Like it says over there in the beginning of Shin Sama Beis, which we didn't do. Over there, the case was you made a mechitza with the leaves of a tree. That was a case in where has that the tree would act as right. So the wind blows it. You said over there it's a problem because if the wind blows your leaves apart, you don't have a mechitza. But you said over here it's the same problem. Take a look at the Shart Siyan and Yud Aleph. Okay, so it's a Magen Avraham, Rashi Achrenim. So that's the Magen Avraham says this issue of being just moving it is problematic.
Just moving was.
Now, the chara near the bezeh afilu halachiyayim shekvuyim b'shnei atzodim enam misnanim al meshach gvoya asar tvochim. The bottom lechis are stationary. The bottom part is well attached. But the upper part is moving, and the Kodesh HaGabayin is also moving. So Gam Ken Lo Mahani, it seems like that wouldn't work either. You lost your dinner with Tursa Pesach because the upper part is missing. So you use the word Lechara. That would seem to be true. We quoted this Master Shekel before. That we differentiate between the top and the sides. Well, actually, you know, to legamri al yedei haruach, as long as it's not blown away totally. Gam say yesh lahakshrei masar tvachim hatatonim ein misnanei. Now, mashal chayim misnanim lamala. The eye, it's moving on top. Dalahem mekiloelu. So it's like they're not there. Gam kei miskash al yedei hakana. shalom mahalo. Don't have to feel a rocha kama. Amos gavoya me hakanim shem tzadim. As long as it remains above the bottom part, the fact that it's moving, the walls. It's like the top part is not there, but the top, your cross beam is there.
What do you mean?
Omnam Masha Mista Yeshabak with a imakonish alamala kotsumirchab mobi. If your uprights are at an angle. So we said that's okay. So it goes up. So if you take out the middle part, you have your side, your bottom ten tefachim is not underneath your rope. So over there, I can't say, well, ignore that part because it's flapping back and forth. Ignore it and say, well, we're okay with the bottom part because that's not true. So he gives an example where it's more narrow. It says over there, the chara. So he's not sure. Do we say that it's missing? Or we say that since the bottom part is stationary, we sort of define that therefore the whole thing is considered stationary and it's acceptable. So that's a subject that he has. Then he says in 19, but we'll do that tomorrow, Hashem. So we'll start with the footnote 19 tomorrow.